Good morning and welcome to our roundtable. On the roundtable, I'm Joe Donahue. I have good news.
What's that?
We made it to Friday.
Hey.
But not through Friday.
I have even better news. Alan's here on a Friday, and we're excited.
Well, he was here last Friday.
You were here last. You were here last Friday.
Electronic means last Friday.
That's right. But when you're here, you make me feel better.
Well, I'm so pleased.
He's like a security blanket.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So Alan's here, Ray is here, and Sarah LaDuc, our wonderful producer, is here. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Yeah.
How are you?
Listeners and gentlemen of this studio.
We want folks to call in. We have we've been holding, sort of sitting on this question all week for some reason, and we thought we would.
It's one of my favorite questions you've ever come up with.
Yeah, I actually think you
I think that's what he intended.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
No. I meant to compliment Joe on having come up with it.
Interesting.
Great idea. He's the boss.
He is the boss, and it was a great idea, Joe.
Thank you.
The boss
thank
of
you
us.
Very much for giving me the idea, Alan. there's a new poll out. The trust in cruise lines is down.
Oh, I am so surprised.
So in the duh file, the trust in cruise lines is down after the fire, of course, in February of the Carnival Cruise Line. And obviously that gave a lot of bad press. A measurement of America's perception, the actual numbers, down 13% of a trust in the cruise line. And people saying that they feel in general that cruising is not a reliable means of traveling. And the other thing that I thought was curious, and Alan made a copy of this. This is from the Daily News, Thursday's Daily News, yesterday's Daily News, that cruising is going so well that, there you go, Liberty, here's an ad that I'm showing the radio. If you're watching our web stream at WAMC.org.
That's unlikely to be in focus, but.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's,
can we
Liberty,
get a close-up, Mr. DeMille?
It's Liberty Travel, 78% off cruises.
I'll be darned.
78%. So if you want to go and take the chance, you
it's affordable.
It's I think you absolutely
have to,
affordable.
You probably have to read the small print,
well,
but it still says 78%.
It does say up to 78%. And then there is an asterisk.
You want to be next to the motor.
And then there's an asterisk. So we thought we'd talk about cruising this morning. We thought we would talk about your thoughts. Hey, by the way, if you have a horror story, God would love to hear that.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you have a lovely, wonderful, heartwarming story, we'd love to hear that
I would just like to point one thing out, and that
is
you mentioned the horror story of the fire.
Yes.
But there were lots of other things.
People
with, puking their guts out.
Oh, that's great.
Did I say something wrong?
No, you can say that.
Oh,
the Concordia, of course, was over a year and a half ago, and that was a tragedy. Mm-hmm. And then,
That's the one where the captain was
went over
too close
to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And the boat capsized, and is still there. The boat and is being removed. Then also there was, as Alan indicated, there have been several cases of fire and illness, and it has brought into question the safety of putting that many people on a vessel and sending them off. Although you look at throughout our history and say over the last 110 years that, this idea of putting people on a boat and sending them across the ocean hasn't really worked out all that well.
Now, you've done it, right?
Percentage-wise, it of course has.
Absolutely,
but when it goes wrong,
Sarah,
it goes so wrong.
There are so many cruises that are fine.
Yes, I've done it. Mm-hmm. I have cruised more than I care to take credit for.
Right.
Because I'm not a big fan of it, but I've gone on a lot of them.
Wow.
I was saying this the other day that I feel like it's the equivalent to Las Vegas, where you sort of end up doing it just because you have to. That's where different events will take place. My wife has had things over the years.
Professional things.
And you wind up in a boat. And I don't know. It's.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Why wouldn't you go?
Well,
by the way, we welcome your phone call at 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-34-TALK-1.
Or if you have a tie line, you can use that as well.
That's a shot at me.
Yeah. You know, Sarah made a great point that you guys completely glossed over, and I want to bring this up, okay? She said, percentage-wise, it is entirely safe. Now, It's like the Bermuda Triangle. Every now and then a boat goes down or a plane disappears in the Bermuda Triangle. But statistically, it's not. There's nothing to it. How many cruises go out every day that are fine?
I agree with you. You're absolutely right. And what I will say, however, and there are a lot of issues in regards to this, what I will say is that when you look at the environmental impact of cruising, of what they do to our oceans, and also what they contribute to the islands that they go to, is concerning. I think there have been some improvements, but it's still concerning.
That's a different argument.
Well, yes, Raymond. Everything is a different argument or a different
thing. You are full
thing.
Of it today, sir, are you not?
Well, but I know what you always take the sort of grumpy, gruffy, side on the behalf of the establishment.
Grumpy, gruffy.
Ah, I see. Grumpy McGruff. All right, well, why don't you lads continue with your throttling of the cruise industry?
No. I don't want to. Look,
oh, no,
here again.
Uh-oh, he looks like he's going to walk out.
No. Well,
he can't. I'm in the way.
Yeah, exactly. There's no escape.
Please don't push me.
We treasure you.
It's like a Norwegian line vacation. Yeah. You're out there in the middle of the ocean.
We treasure you, and we don't want you to be a buried treasure.
No.
No.
Continue. I'll just be quiet.
Here's the thing. I'm not throttling the industry at all. As I said, I've participated. I've spent more money than I care to divulge to go on various trips. We went on one a year ago with my entire family,
mm-hmm.
and by and large had a lovely time, minus the stomach ailment. So
you had a stomach ailment.
Yeah, but you know
you're on a boat,
right?
Right.
You know, and you can't say, you say the same thing about if you people getting sick on a plane or people getting sick on, you know, in a closed, confined space.
And then there's the social aspect of it. You know, there are those of us who would rather, if we're going to do something for the whole family, rent a place, a bungalow north of Barcelona. Where everybody can go into a city and. But have you ever been in one of these places where I have, where the boat discharges a bunch of people and they walk around the town and I don't find it attractive.
Well, I mean, here again, this speaks to the point of what it does to the places that they actually go to, the islands that it goes to, where 2, 3, 4, 5 cruise ships can be at port.
Yeah.
You have 2 or 3,000 people on each vessel, yeah. And you distribute them out into a very small area. And of course, for the local economy, it's essential. But what it does, are they able to accommodate that many people?
Are the people able to really know about the culture, or are they just sort of?
Well, it depends on what you do. You know, it depends on what you do. You can certainly, I mean, one of the first things we do is we get off and then you get away like a mile away from where everybody else is. And then you find a driver or someone who say,
yeah.
You know, take me around and let me know what's going on and where can I go and just walk and find out what's happening.
Yeah.
Did
we get any letters this week?
Oh, yes, we did. Let us start with letters.
Smooth segue.
Yeah,
thank you very much. And then we have phone calls, and then we'll go into that.
Well, we're going to read the letters, take a break, then go to the phones.
Thank you very much, sir.
Like a producer.
That's what a producer does.
All right. You guys had a discussion yesterday on the roundtable about television, the changing viewing habits of television, which also brought up the discussion of newspapers and the radio. And Bill wrote in and said, radio cannot die if there are people who are using their hands while working. Drive time is not the only block of dedicated listeners. Most craftsmen I know cannot watch TV while they handle sharp tools. Mm. And WAMC has inspired countless productive days that TV would have numbered.
I like it. The right of reply, since I'm the one who said that, I believe, about drive time, is that most people still listen to the radio.
Sure.
Driving a car.
Of course.
Yes.
Just not everybody.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And Bill makes a very good point.
Right. Some have sharp objects.
Right.
Some
in this room have sharp objects. Just saying.
This is a weird morning. You
yes,
guys are being
is.
Weird today. We have one more letter from Ken, who has some feedback on the new hour-long format of the first hour of our show. It says, as a longtime listener and member, we moved to Western Mass in 1995. We found WAMC within a week of moving here in the fall fun drive and have been members since. I must say that the roundtable on the roundtable is just about the best thing since smoked chicken. We have been clamoring.
Yeah. I can never get it lit.
We've been clamoring for a longer media project for years, and I consider this roundtable project to be that in spades, a whole hour of intelligent discussion on the topics of the day, every day, extraordinary. So, Ken, thank you for that feedback. We're sorry, except for proving you wrong today. But thank you very much.
But how do people, is there more?
Nope.
And how do people write to us?
Roundtable@wamc.org is probably the easiest
way. Just email, right?
Just email.
That's it. Roundtable@wamc.org. We'll be back with your phone calls. We're talking about cruising. You're listening to The Roundtable on The Roundtable on WAMC.
Support for WAMC comes from Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Quarry and fabrication used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking. Rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires. AshfieldStone.com. The Gideon Putman Resort, featuring on-site dining, the Roosevelt Bath and Spa, summer packages, and more. GideonPutman.com. And Binney Water Ice and Spring Water, Kingston. Pure spring water, coffee service, and Mountain Valley spring water, delivered to homes and offices, local and family-owned. BinneyWater.com.
Welcome back to The Roundtable on The Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue with Sarah LeDuc, Ray Graff, and Alan Shartok, and we are talking about your thoughts on the cruise industry this morning, coming from a new poll which says that trust in cruising is down substantially, and obviously some of that can be expected because of the negative press that cruising has gotten. However, it is also interesting to note that we have seen the numbers start to decline, but and you know, it's sort of one thing after another, and we've heard more and more reports. So
we were once approached, by the way, Joe, I think maybe even before your time here, but maybe when you're here, for a WAMC cruise.
Oh, no, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that very well.
We had long discussion about whether we should have a WAMC cruise, and we turned it down.
Yeah, one of the reasons I remember we turned it down was if everyone went on a cruise, who would actually run the radio station?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and then I think the other thing that came up
Brett
was...
Brett Danzig would probably write.
Right.
He's a wonderful guy. He's a
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's right out there right now. Yeah. And but the other thing is you said there's no way in hell I'm going on a boat. So
well, you've been on cruises before, Alan, right?
No, the only thing I ever did was we took a sort of ferry from Positano over there to where they make limoncello, wherever that is. And it's very famous, but my mind is gone.
Okay. And lemon to the land of limoncello.
Yeah. Limoncello.
It's a drink.
Okay.
It's a liqueur. Yeah. And when we got there.
And an instrument.
And we got there, it wasn't a long ride. It was like going to Fire Island, you know. And,
okay.
And then when we got there, we did exactly what you said. We rented four of us rented a taxi cab, and he took us around the island. We got out of the main place there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. So you've never really been on a cruise, and yet you're bashing it.
I've never been on a cruise for good reason. Now, twin brother, Lewis, he's gone on cruises.
Okay.
All right, now we get into the real
world. Yeah, now.
Now the psychology begins.
Let it be known that at 9:23, Lewis raised his ugly head.
Got thrown under the bus. Let's go to the phones. Coming up later in the show, later this hour, the wonderful and peaceful and insightful Anne Lamott will be with us. So we're very excited about that. Let's go to Peter in Greenfield. Peter, go ahead.
Good morning, people. Sorry, I've been sitting so long, I'm hoarse. I'm calling about cruises, and the thing is, I've never been on a cruise.
Yes, sir.
I have been lucky enough to be on 4 transatlantic crossings on liners.
Cool.
That's great.
And there's nothing more thrilling than leaving New York Harbor on the SS United States, or even on a small Spanish ship called the Cabo San Vicente. This is back in the 60s. And then spending a number of days at sea and then arriving in Europe, either Southampton, England, or France, or one of the ports in Italy, Genoa or Naples.
During the actual time that you were on the water and you were cruising across the ocean, what is that experience
like?
What'd you
do?
It's absolutely superior And it has nothing to do whether you're on a student liner, which was low-cost travel back in the 60s, or in the top-of-the-line travel, which is aboard the QE2, which is now decommissioned,
right.
Or the SS United States, which is in, I think, in Hampton Roads, Virginia, as a floating museum.
Yeah, but what did you do? What'd you do?
There were so many things to do, you couldn't fill the day. If you wanted to be outside, you could do skeet shooting from the stern. Mm-hmm. You could drive golf balls into the sea.
There you go.
Whoa, that's environmentally friendly.
Either shoot guns from the boat or throw golf
balls. We spent our days shooting seals.
And an open bar, oddly enough. Peter, thank you very much for the telephone call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Colin in Springfield. Colin, good morning.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Unfortunately, I think I agree with Alan on this one.
Well, I know. Why is that
you had to take the shot, didn't you? You just had to take the shot.
That's unfortunate.
Well played, Colin.
Well, no. I do feel bad about talking bad about an industry. It's really preferential, and I want to qualify this by saying, one, I am a boater. I enjoy the sea. Two, I know I enjoy my vacations, what little we have, which leads me to my problem with cruising in that, one, typically people have to fly to wherever they're...
That's right.
So now you have two variables where things could go wrong.
Right.
And there's something very interesting that I learned very, very quickly because I've taken a lot of vacations in my time, what I call BC before children. So I haven't taken a real what I call Caribbean vacation about 4 years. When you book a cruise, if you notice, they use the word cabin and not room.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone can speak to that, but I found out that there's a stark difference between a room at a resort in whatever place you want to go to and a cabin.
I don't know what you're...
It's a boat, right?
I don't quite know what you're driving out. As far as the size goes...
That is correct.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, on a boat, it's very small, and it's closet-like, and you have to walk over the bed to get from one end to the other, and the...
And you're a big guy, of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's...
I usually use a barge, but...
But yes, and then there's the vacuum toilets.
What about class? Social class?
Oh, you got
what
a about lot of it? Class. You're a classy
what
guy.
What about?
Well, I mean, look,
class?
If you want to pay more, you can certainly get larger rooms. If you most of the ways the new boats are laid out have more cabins on the outside of the cruise ship, so that they have balconies looking out. And
but isn't this a social snobbery if you're in? You know, you're in the first class as opposed to...
I don't think that is the case
think
anymore,
so?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because you'll remember the great ship Titanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 100 years ago,
That was an unsuccessful cruise line.
Where the rich refused to associate with the poor, so they put them down below where they'd be the first to go. It was sad when that great ship went down.
Huh.
I think we got that covered. All right, we have time for one more call. Let's go to...
What if they did a poll after the Titanic?
Marjorie in Red Hook. Marjorie, we got less than a minute. Go ahead.
Yes, we took a cruise to Alaska. It took us two times to get there. It was not Carnival. It was another line. But it happened in Canadian waters, so it was not well reported down here. But the power plant, there was no fire, but all the fire extinguishers were gone from every place.
Oh, my God.
And they mistreated us for a day and a half, 2 days. They... it was like a course in crisis management, and they did not know what they were doing.
Yeah.
And the people in Seattle who were running things just went home at 5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Well, bless you.
You know, yeah. I have to say, I was on one time where things were going wrong, and it was weather, and we were going over, and a lot of people were getting sick, and there was sort of a mass
Well, that's not their fault, right?
Well, yeah. Well yes.
I mean,
but
weather and people get seasick, right?
Well, no. This was,
I don't travel well on a boat. I don't go on a boat.
This was food poisoning, but anyway.
Oh.
They turned around, and they... One of the bartenders turned to me and he said, "The thing that you people don't understand they don't care about you."
Ah, well, that's nice. That's his way of getting another tip.
Yeah, I was like, all right, there you go.